Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you again so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
You're listening to a Monday episode. On Mondays, we talk about practical proverbs you need to know.
And today we're going to talk about safety and security. How does that make you feel?
Those are good things.
When I say safety and security, do you get a warm fuzzy inside of you?
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't either. I think some of our listeners might, but I bet you and I don't.
No. It doesn't act, you know, it sounds good and all, but no, it doesn't.
But we are going to talk about safety and security because the Proverbs talk a lot about safety and security.
Yeah.
And to get us launched and thinking about it, let's go into our motives. When you think about safety and security with your finances, your marriage, your health, the things that matter to us about quality of life, all of that,
yeah.
Does the threat of disaster motivate you more, or does the reward motivate you more? Are you more inspired because there's an opportunity for blessings, or are you more inspired because of the threat of disaster?
Doom, despair, and agony. That's the, unfortunately, that is the major feeling I think a lot of men feel.
Yeah. Well, it's mine.
Doom, despair.
So that means both the guys making this podcast are more inspired by the threat of doom, despair, and agony on me than we are.
I think it depends on, I don't know if it depends on your profession. I just feel like most men feel like they are the source of safety and security.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But they themselves do not feel necessarily good about safety and security.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Because they're like, hey, who decided to trust me with all this stuff?
Yeah. You know, a good...
Who promoted me?
Hey, marital tip. A good wife says to her husband, you can do it, dear.
Yeah.
You can provide for us.
Yeah.
You can take care of us because he needs it. Okay. Yeah. All right. But we're not going into marriage. Okay. So let's talk about, the Proverbs, mm-hmm. and it talks about safety and security to deliver us from our fear of doom, despair, and agony on me.
There we go.
Okay. We're going to read it in the ESV first, and then we're going to jump to the Passion Translation, which is a little bit of comedy. So the ESV, Proverbs 1:32 says, "For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them." There's your doom, despair, and agony on me. "But whoever listens to me is wisdom here, will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." Now, we have brought out on previous podcasts, the Proverbs explain to us why you can have Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, and you can be all in for Jesus. Your heart is warm. You are committed to God, but you're still not doing well. Your family's still doing poorly. It's breaking up. Your finances are in bankruptcy. You just have nothing because wisdom doesn't care. Wisdom is like, I don't care that your heart's all soft to the Lord. Wisdom only says, listen, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this thing. Listen to me, says wisdom, and I will deliver you from destruction, and I will bless you. And so this also explains why non-Christians can do really well in life, because they're just applying aspects of wisdom to do that. Okay. All right, let's go to the Passion Translation. Now, the Passion Translation is a little more offensive. I'm giving you a heads up. If you're listening to this, all right, here we go. "Like an idiot, you've turned away from me, wisdom, me is wisdom, and chosen destruction instead. Your self-satisfied smugness will kill you. But the one who always listens to me, wisdom, will live undisturbed in a heavenly place, free from fear, confident and courageous. That one will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. Okay, so me is wisdom here. And Pastor Jared, I'm just going to let you take over and tell us how not to be idiots. Because the Passion Translation says, like an idiot, you turned away from wisdom.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm a little punchy today.
I'm a little offended, personally. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. I feel a little targeted. Yeah. A little triggered.
Well, usually the Passion Translation is very gracious and soft, but on this one they decided to go on in, you know. And, Okay, so let's talk about this, really. The Proverbs love to compare and contrast. Why do you think it's such a stark comparison and contrast here?
Yeah. Well, it makes me think of another proverb, often like a dog returns to its own vomit.
Which is the grossest thing ever. We all hate that.
But you know that they do it.
Yeah.
I have a story that I probably...
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Ask me.
He's thinking about it.
Ask me a funny story about my dogs.
What's a funny story about your dog?
I'm telling the people. If you want to hear the story, and you see me in person,
it's not going on air.
Ask me a funny story.
Thank the Lord, it's not going on air.
I'm not sure I could say it on air, but it's hilarious.
Okay, all right.
But like that dog will return to its vomit. That's the idiot comparison here.
Yeah.
Of we recognize, I need help. And we see the person who can offer us help, and we choose to do it the other way anyway.
Yeah.
And I laugh, and it's
kind
of hard.
The fallen aspects of humanity just crazy because of pride? Well, I refuse to get help.
Yeah.
Because of anger, I refuse to humble myself to get help.
Yeah.
Because of fear, it's crazy.
Well, and I see it in myself more than I even see it in other people.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's the.
Oh yeah.
When you get into that, and you're like, man,
you wrestle with it within yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I just. Scripture.
This has been coming to me.
Oh, here we go.
I know a guy that decided to get his doctorate in the subject of leadership. Mm. And after he got his doctorate, he came to the conclusion, oh my gosh, every leader that I studied had at least one and usually many mentors. Mm-hmm. And I have now a leadership degree, a doctorate in leadership, and I've never had a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could study it.
Yeah.
But it's never been.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mentored into your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the Proverbs, they personify wisdom, right?
Yeah.
But the real source of wisdom is God. Mm-hmm. That's the source. And so it's really hard, and I don't think it's just the American culture, but specifically the American culture, we just so easily fall into the, well, there's your bootstraps, pull up.
Right.
Get up.
And wisdom says, you idiot, don't do that.
And wisdom says, what does it say? It says, your self-satisfied smugness will kill you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's hard because we, you know, and especially as I would consider myself relatively, not a man's man, but mm-hmm. I am a pretty manly individual.
Right.
And so to not do that in situations where my flesh is screaming at me, get up, do it yourself. You can do it on mm-hmm, your own.
Right.
And to realize, no, I can't do that. I need to rely on the Lord.
Yeah.
I need to back off. I'm trying to do this on my own strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it changes, in a good way. It changes what we're supposed to do because everything that we do says that we need to be self-reliant.
Right.
And it's just not. It's not what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. So, you know, the scripture has many places that it promises that there will be storms of life.
Yeah.
Jesus said it. The Proverbs said it. It's throughout Scripture. Yeah. You're going to have major storms in life. So what we're trying to do is learn wisdom before the storm comes. It's kind of like a, you know, when the storm comes, you hope your roof is sealed. Mm. If you're waiting until the storm is on you to repair your roof, you've waited too long. You're going to have significant water damage.
Yeah.
And so the storms of life will come. What we're learning is wisdom along the way. Mm-hmm. And if we have applied wisdom before the storm comes, we will be safe and secure inside, looking out at the storm saying, wow, that's an amazing storm out there.
Yeah.
And that's the perspective we want to have on the storms of life.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.